أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن أول بيت وضع للناس للذي ببكة مبارك وهدى للعالمين فيه آيات بينات. In the Kaaba Sharif, our Qibla, there are so great wonderful aspects. May Allah Ta'ala make it we become conscious of it and that we benefit fully from it. As mentioned, that the first house which Adam alayhi salatu wasalam came and built in the world was the Kaaba Sharif. And then 40 years later, Allah commanded him to build Baytul Muqaddas, Masjid al-Aqsa. Ulama have written that the distance between Kaaba Sharif and Baytul Muqaddas is 40 manzils. And it was 40 years later that Allah Ta'ala had ordered Adam alayhi salam to build Baytul Muqaddas. From here, the Ahl-e Nazar, those people who have deep insight and foresight, who have got the deep understanding of deen, have written that the Kaaba Sharif is by 40 times more virtuous, more honorable, more greater in the eyes of Allah than Baytul Muqaddas. Baytul Muqaddas has remained the Qibla of many Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam before for their namaz. But it was never the masjid for Hajj. For Hajj was only the Baytullah, Kaaba Sharif, always. Adam alayhi salam himself made Hajj of Kaaba Sharif every year he made. And similarly, all the other Anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam also. Ulama explained, Hazrat Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah explained that the Kaaba is like the palace of Allah Ta'ala, that the king has his palace, and the palace is the place where the king shows compassion, he shows love, he shows kindness. And then the king has his court also, where court cases are heard and justice is done. And there is a jail also. And it is the place of residence for the ministers, etc. And that is like Baytul Muqaddas. That is the place of justice. That is the place where the court cases will be heard. So at the Kaaba Sharif will be the great mercy, the forgiveness, the kindness of Allah Ta'ala. At Baytul Muqaddas will be the rules of justice and fairness. And of course love and kindness is far superior than what the justice is. Allah is absolutely just also, and His mercy and His kindness knows no limits and no bounds also. So that Allah made the Kaaba the place of Hajj, that for us, for everyone who can afford it must go for Hajj. And once a person knows these virtues, even a person on whom Hajj is not farz will be very desirous, and it should be so that he also goes for Hajj. So the place of the Kaaba Sharif, Allah made it that the people will make tawaf and all will come there in great love of Allah Ta'ala. And we find throughout history, not only on those on whom Hajj was farz and they fulfilled it as a farz obligation, but a large amount of people do it in sheer love of Allah Ta'ala. And just to circumambulate, make tawaf of the Kaaba in the love of Allah, that is an experience which cannot be surpassed, which cannot be explained. What great enjoyment a person gets in coming all along from wherever he came, labbaik, Allahumma labbaik. And then when he sees the Kaaba Sharif, and then his labbaik has a different meaning. Now that he is at the house of Allah Ta'ala, and it is a manifestation of the great mercy, the great kindness, the great forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And a person explains all the time, O Allah, I am your ardent lover, I am your great sinner, and I am here for you to forgive me. As a poet says, a person comes to the Kaaba and he admits all his gunas. And he says also that, O Allah, it's only you who can forgive me. And if you don't forgive me, I've got nowhere else to turn to. It's only you who can forgive me. And with that love, he makes his tawaf. And then also in the ihram, the person has fallen so much in love that he has forgotten himself also. A person who has topi whole life is a righteous, pious person, but in ihram now, no topi. And he was so pious, he was even used to wear his amama also. But now in ihram, no amama also. No sewn clothes also. Just two sheets. One to cover his top, one to cover his bottom. And no shoes that will cover the upper part of his leg also. That also he won't wear. No, he won't use any itar, perfume also. It is a place where men have nothing to do with woman. Women have nothing to do with man. In the state of ihram, everyone's focus is only on Allah Ta'ala, the great mercy, the great love, the great honor of Allah Ta'ala. A person makes the tawaf of Kaaba Sharif, he does Safa Marwa in great love of Allah. Then he leaves Makkah Sharif, the city, and he goes away to Mina. And he spends there a night, and the next day he leaves there again. And he goes to Arafat. And then there the great day of the meeting with Allah Ta'ala. And then he comes and he spends his night in Muzdalifah. With no roof over his head, he can be whoever, the greatest king also. But he spends that night out there in Muzdalifah. And then after that, he comes back to Mina and he stones the Jamarat, the Shayateen also. And he makes an exclamation, I will never follow Shaitan and my nafs, O Allah. Now I'm fully dedicated to you. And he goes back to Makkah and he makes tawaf again. So it's a whole exposition of the great love. And Allah declares on Arafat that all, whoever is here, they all have been forgiven. Allah shows His great love and kindness. Yes, so to say, no justice, only forgiveness. It's a court of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah has made this Kaaba such a great place where a person goes and he gets his whole life's gunas forgiven. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, a person who makes Hajj, he comes as though like a newborn child with a complete new record. His record of deeds which he messed up, which are black and dirty with all his gunas, they are all thrown away now. Now a complete new Nama-i-Amal, which is completely pure and clean. Now it is up to him to look after it. So Kaaba Sharif is that great place which Allah Ta'ala has made. And Allah has given it for the Muslims to appreciate this great, great place. And Allah Ta'ala has made just like the Qurbani of Ibrahim alayhi salam, which he made in Mina. But Allah has not confined it to Mina, that you can only make Qurbani in Mina, but Allah made Qurbani, the whole world you must make. Not only you can, you must make Qurbani everywhere in the world. And it isn't only for man, for woman also. It isn't only for the rich, it's for the poor also. In the sense that give at least one third of the meat to the poor people also. It's not only for the Muslims, it's even for the non-Muslims. Qurbani meat can be given to the non-Muslims also. So Allah made it widespread, the barakat of the Kaaba Sharif. And every person, wherever he is, even if he can't afford to go for Hajj or Umrah, but he can get the full benefit of Kaaba, wherever the Noor, Anwarat, the forgiveness of Allah is throughout the world. It is for us just so to say to tune in. To click, just press the click button, click on, and we will get all that barakah. Just like on the computer, there may be a host of information, valuable information on some website or somewhere. It's just a matter of clicking in, and then you get all that. All the barakat of Kaaba is there present. It's just for us to click in. And if we pass our whole life and we didn't just do that one little work of just clicking in, we didn't open our hearts for the barakat of Kaaba Sharif, we will only be depriving ourselves. So Allah has made it a place of great, great barakat and great, great benefits. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to learn our deen and then to practice and take the benefits. The great benefit of a deen is not like a set of rules that you have to do this and you have to do that. Our deen is His great benefits Allah wants to give us, we just have to take them. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to understand the reality of our deen and benefit fully from it and not take it like a burden or something, but realize it's a great favor of Allah. Right from the starting point, that is the Kaaba Sharif, and at five times a day namaz, all this is to take from the treasures of Allah, to enrich ourselves. Everyone wants to become rich. Allah has made it possible. Whoever you are, man, woman, child, old person, all can enrich themselves with this great riches. And unfortunately, we don't opt for that, but we opt for the very low things of this dunya, which haven't got any value, not even the wing of a mosquito. But for that we make all our sacrifices. There is no enjoyment in this dunya. It's also just that, not even like the wing of a mosquito, whether it's enjoyment, whether it's a security, whether it's anything. It is absolutely nothing, but we give everything for that. And the real enjoyment is of deen, of akhirah. For that, unfortunately, we were supposed to teach the other people also. We ourselves are void, empty of it. We don't practice ourselves. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshaAllah. Subhanallah.